How can you get a home when the bank says no? This podcast is dedicated to the 1 in 10 homeowners denied each year by the banks. Welcome to the Pre-Approved Podcast. Rent to Own 101. We'll take a deeper dive into how they work, whether or not they're a right fit for you, and how you might be able to find a rent to own home. So what exactly is a rent-to-own home? It's a housing agreement where you rent a property for a set amount of time before having the option to buy it. The option usually comes with an agreed-upon purchase price that you have the option to buy at the end of your rental agreement. One of the main benefits of rent-to-own is that it allows individuals who may not have the credit or the financial means to purchase a home outright, but still have the opportunity to become a homeowner. Additionally, it allows individuals to try out a home before fully committing or buying to it. And this is especially helpful if you're unsure which area you might want to be in or you're worried about unexpected repairs or issues with the property. So what does the process look like? You'll need to find a home or a company first that meets your needs and budget. It's important to note that not all homes are available for rent to own. So you might have to do some work with a real estate agent, with a company. We'll talk about that in a little bit on the different options. But once in general you found a property or a company, you'll enter into a lease agreement with the landlord. And that outlines the terms of your rental agreement, including the amount of rent that you'll pay each month, the length of your rental agreement, and any other relevant terms. After the rental agreement is signed, you'll typically pay an option fee, which is a non-refundable fee that allows you the option to purchase the property at the end of the rental agreement. So this is usually a percentage of the purchase price of the home. And it's important to note that this option fee is typically non-refundable. So you don't get this back, even if you choose not to purchase the home at the end of your rental agreement. So during the rental agreement, you'll have responsibility for paying rent. And in some rent-to-own agreements, a portion of your monthly rent is applied towards the purchase price of the home. It's not always the case, so it's important to review your lease and your option agreement to figure out what that looks like. And then at the end of your rental agreement, you'll have the option to purchase the home. If you choose to purchase the home, the purchase price will be based upon the agreed-upon price in your option agreement. If you choose not to purchase the home, you'll simply move out. And typically the landlord keeps your option fee unless there's language that spells it out otherwise. Rent-to-own homes can be complex, so it's important to fully understand the terms of your lease agreement before entering into it. It's also important to work with a real estate agent or attorney to help guide you through the process. I know this can sound a little bit overkill, but talking with an agent or a real estate attorney to give you some feedback on the process to make sure you're not signing or getting into something that you shouldn't is always an advisable step. Sometimes it costs either you or the seller money, but again, is the best practice for doing that. So carefully review those terms. What's the purchase price? What's the monthly rent? Are there any fees? Can you afford this? Whether it's the right option for you? And so for that, we'll kind of dive into maybe 8 ways of finding rent-to-own homes. So the first one would be talking with an experienced real estate agent. This can be one of your most valuable resources. If you talk with an experienced real estate agent, they might say, yep, we have these different companies, or I know these many people, and they can typically connect you and steer you kind of as an unbiased third party into what might be a good option. Of course, if you can go get a bank loan, that's always preferred, but we're talking about those individuals that maybe have low credit or no credit. They don't have the consistent income, or maybe they don't have 2 years of taxes because they're self-employed. Usually there's something going on that you need a couple years and where rent to own could be a good fit. So number one is a really good real estate agent. Number two is along that lines of finding a real estate brokerage firm. So there's different companies, for example, in Chicago or Tampa, where a company like Home Partners of America or Divvy Homes or Landis, which are some of the big companies that do rent-to-own programs, they can partner with a lot of these brokerages. And these firms are more like real estate investment firms. So, although they have licensed real estate agents, they typically have a company that's actually buying the home and then selling to you, similar to what we do here at Home Equity Partner, and giving you the right to purchase the property after a set determined price. So, using a brokerage firm can be a good option. Number three, contacting a seller directly. So this can be a property that's listed on the MLS. It can have an agent, and you can simply say, "Hey, I'm interested in seller financing or maybe rent to own." And again, seller financing is where they would come off of title and you would actually be on title and they'd take a first position, which, depending on if they have a mortgage or not, is a little bit tricky. And that's a whole nother podcast. But in general, you could just talk to any listing and just say, "Hey, I'm interested in doing this as a rent to own. Would you be open to that?" Now, most houses listed on the MLS or listed for sale are listed for sale for a reason. They want to sell their home. They don't want to rent it with the option to buy. However, you can make out this arrangement where you say, "Hey, like maybe their home's been sitting for a while." And you just say, "Hey, you know what? I want to rent this home for a year or two, but then I want to buy it." And so if you structure that and make, you know, maybe make that argument to the seller, your success might become a little bit higher. Number four on the list is, instead of finding homes for sale, you can find landlords. So this would be if you're searching homes for rent instead of homes for sale. If you just search homes for rent on Zillow or Realtor or apartments.com, you'll find a lot of property managers or owners who are looking to rent the property. And again, same thing, most of these individuals have it listed for rent, not rent to own. But you could approach them and just say, "Hey, what would it look like if I leased your property for 2 to 3 years, but then I had the option to buy it?" Most landlords, you know, would be open to that type of a discussion, even though, you know, it's not specifically listed as a rent to own. There's some sites where you can specifically mark rent to own, but it's typically a little bit more rare than it is common. So this can be a really good option for you, especially if a property's been sitting vacant for a long time and you have, you know, landlords that are still paying the mortgage, still have utilities, and they're really eager to get someone into the property. Number five is looking at the pre-foreclosure or foreclosure market. Maybe there's individuals that just can't pay their mortgage, and you can find those individuals that are about in foreclosure just because they got in a bad financial situation, and there's an opportunity for you to take over their mortgage or essentially rent the home from them so they can continue to keep up with the mortgage. Number six would be a specialty portal. And these are like rent-to-own labs, rent-to-own homes, home finder. With these, they typically cost like $1 for a 7-day trial, then like $50 a month. And these sites are listing homes in sale, pre-foreclosure, sheriff sale, and not all of these homes are available as rent to own, even though that's what they're touting. Really, what they're doing is creating a list of homes that might have the opportunity for a rent to own home. So they're trying to do a little bit of the legwork for you by creating this portal that gives you a bunch of lists and contact information of the individuals, and then you can reach out to them and call them. Number seven are local startups. So similar to Home Equity Partner here, there's other startups like Zero Down or Landis that are backed by some pretty high investors, where essentially they're buying the home and selling it to you on a lease with an option to buy or a lease with the right to purchase. And they're working with you to improve your credit score, get your rental history built up. Maybe it's increase your down payment or save up for your down payment. And then eventually you can purchase the home. Last but not least, this would be friends, family, anybody in your network where someone might just say, "Hey, I'm looking for a rent-to-own home. Who might be able to help me?" And maybe your friend knows a family member who has an existing home, or maybe it's an empty home. So leveraging your network. So those are the eight ways of getting into a home.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode. You can always learn more by reaching out to us at homeequitypartner.com. Have a good day.